Oh, there it is. Is it turned on? If you see the numbers. Here it is.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Testing? Yes, we're on. Pastor Bruce asked if he could preach, or he said that he would preach on the power of Jesus, how strong Jesus is and how he can do things in our lives. And so the story that we have learned in Friendship Club, if you guys remember, was about the lady at the well. And you know, Jesus comes to us in the very simple things, everyday life. Just all of a sudden, there we can see Jesus. And that's what this story talks about too. You guys listen real good, because you remember what we talked about. The woman at the well, this is John 4. One time, Jesus and his disciples were walking to Galilee. They made a shortcut through the part of the country called Samaria. Jesus was tired from the long walk, and he sat beside the well to rest while his disciples went into town to get some food. While Jesus was sitting there, a woman came to the well to get some water. Jesus asked her for a drink of water. The woman was surprised that he spoke to her, because you know, most Jews wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritans. They thought that they were better than those lowly Samaritans. "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. Why are you asking me for water?" she asked. "If you only knew who I really am, you would be asking me for living water," Jesus said. "You don't have a rope or a bucket," the woman said. "This is a very deep well. How are you going to get to the water? Besides, do you think your water is better than the water this well that our ancestor Jacob dug?" "People get thirsty again after they drink this water," Jesus said. "But the water I give takes away thirst altogether. You will never have to drink again. You'll never be thirsty again." "Please give me some of that water," the woman said. "Then I'll never have to come to this well again." "Okay, go get your husband," Jesus said. "I don't have a husband," the woman answered. "That's right, you do not," Jesus said. "Because you've had 5 husbands, and the man you are with right now is not your husband." "You must be a prophet," the woman said. "So tell me why you Jews insist that we worship in Jerusalem, but we think it's okay to worship here, where our ancestors worshipped. The time is coming when it won't matter where you worship," Jesus said. "God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth." "I don't know what you're talking about," the woman said. "When the Messiah comes, then all this religious talk will make sense." "I am the Messiah," Jesus said. Just then his disciples returned with the food. They were surprised to see him talking with the woman from Samaria. The woman left her water jar right there beside the well and ran into the town. "Come with me," she called to everyone she met. "Come with me to the well. The Messiah is there. I know that he is the Messiah because he told me everything I have ever done." Meanwhile, the disciples tried to give Jesus food, but he would not eat. "I have food to eat that you know nothing about," he told them. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God," he said. Thank you.
That is a beautiful story. And I think that Amy has something that she's going to read for us. turned on.
Jesus said, I am the Messiah.
Thank you, Amy. Jesus said, I am the Messiah. When we read the Bible, we learn about Jesus, right? And that friendship club and all the things that Bethel Church does, whether it's the GEMS, the girls club, or cadets for the boys, or but small groups for different members, or the ladies' society, or no matter what, right? What we want to do is say, Jesus is the Messiah. And I love it that the Bible tells us that about Jesus. And in the story that Mr. Kaur read, we hear Jesus talking to the lady from Samaria. And like Mr. Kaur said, a lot of people didn't like people from Samaria. They didn't understand them. They thought they were different and not. They just weren't comfortable with them. But Jesus didn't care what people said about people. People said, "You should stay away from that person," or "You should just keep your distance from those kind of people." Jesus talked to everybody. Have you ever noticed that? He talked to people who were real fancy pants, right? Big titles and big jobs. He talked to them. When there were foreigners, Jesus talked to foreigners, people from other countries. When there were people who were sick, Jesus didn't run away from them. And some people were so sick that people would say, get away, because you're sick and if I'm close to you, I might get sick too, so stay away. To those people, Jesus went right to them and even gave them a hug. That's what Jesus is like. He talked even to the Samaritans. And that's a wonderful thing, because when we say that Jesus is the Messiah, we're saying that He is the King. He is our King. And He's such a great King that not only does He rule over us, He's the kind of King who helps us, even saves us and gives us life. So, He who is the best, the Messiah, had love for us if we are tall or if we are short. Jesus loves us. If we can walk or if we're in a wheelchair, Jesus loves us. If we work one day a week, if we work every day, or if we stay home every day, Jesus loves us because He is the Messiah. Can you say that with me? Jesus is the Messiah. Right. That's right. There's something else that we're going to hear, and Christine. All right. Mr. Rob has the microphone, Christine, so you can share the next thing.
I have food that you know nothing about.
That's something that Jesus said in that story, wasn't it, Christine? That Jesus said, I have food that you know nothing about. We know lots of things, don't we? We know where we live. We know who our friends are. If I say, who are your friends? You can say, she's my friend, and he's my friend, and that person that isn't here, but let me tell you about, that person is my friend. We know a lot of things that are going on around us. We know that we're going to have lunch together, and we know also that it's going to be really, really good. Now, I think that I know a lot of things. I think I'm I'm kind of smart, I think, if I can say that without sounding like a braggy person. I'm a minister, right? And I went to school for a long time, and I know a bunch of stuff. But I'm not a doctor. There are all kinds of things about medicine and that I don't know. You know another thing? I am not a builder. This week, you know, there are some people that fixed the ceiling here so that it's safe. I don't know anything about that. If they had said, Pastor Bruce, we want you to fix the ceiling, I'd have said, get used to being in the fellowship hall, people. Right? Because I don't know, but there are people who do. There's a lot that people can teach me, and there is a lot that people can teach all of us. So I don't know everything, and I can't do everything. You know what else I am not? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a man who fixes buildings. I'm also not Jesus. I am not the Messiah. I need a Savior. And Jesus is the one who has everything that I need. And he knows that I need it, and because Jesus is the Messiah that we just said, because Amy told us about that, Christine said Jesus told us that he has food that we don't know, but we need it. And if Jesus has something that we need, is he going to just keep it all to himself? Is that the way Jesus is? You say, I've got this food, I've got this bread, oh, it's so good. And you people, you just stay hungry. Is that how Jesus is? No, not at all. Jesus says, I have food. You don't know, you need it. You don't even maybe know that you need it. I give it to you. That is the kind of Savior that we have. He knows what we need. He has it, and he gives it to us. That is Jesus. Okay, Bev, I think you're going to tell us something. What are you going to tell us, Bev? You can't wait to hear it.
The water I give you, you will never be thirsty again.
Well, thanks, Bev. Jesus said, because of the water I give, you will never be thirsty again. I want you to do something for me. Stick out your arm, okay, and now get your finger and press on your arm. Anywhere, just press on yourself. And you know what? You notice that your finger kind of pushes in a little bit, right? It's not like you're made of cement, right? If you were made of cement, you would touch and you would just not be able to push in. But you can push in a little bit into your flesh, right? You know why that is? You know why you can push in a little bit? It's because we've got a lot of water in us. That we are people who have a lot of water. And that's why your parents or your caregivers or people are always telling you, make sure you drink enough water. Right? Because if we're going to be healthy, we have to be able to drink. Because we need to stay nice and watery. Well, with lots of good water in us. We don't think about water too much because we live in such a wonderful place that we can go to the kitchen and turn on the faucet. And what happens when you turn on the faucet? What comes out?
Water.
Water, right? Turn on it. Water just gushes out. It fills the whole sink if you had the thing closed. There's water everywhere. But a lot of places, people don't have water like that. And when Jesus was talking, What's that, Martin? And then on the other side of the world, right, like where Jesus was at that time, right, that to get water, they had to take these big jars, put it on their shoulder, and they had to walk with all the way down to the well, which is maybe on the other side of town. And then they had to put it down in the well and fill it up and lift it up out of the well, take that heavy, and water is really heavy, put it on their shoulder, and then they had to, you know, carry it all the way back so that the members of their family could have something to drink. Water is really, really precious. So people, it was a lot of work to get water, but it was very important. Our bodies need water so that we stay healthy, but our soul, like what's inside our heart, we also need the water that Jesus gives because we need to be refreshed by God. That, when you drink a glass of water, you think, oh, that was so good, actually. Real Canadian water. Oh, that's good. That's good. Sometimes I say that the reason I became a minister is so that I can have a drink of water when you're all sitting there thirsty. You're all so jealous of me right now. I know. But what Jesus says, he not only makes sure that we can have water for our bodies, he says, I'm going to give you water for your soul, and that's his promise. He says, I am going to help you be alive in your soul so that you can enjoy being my person. So it's good for us to ask Jesus to take care of our bodies, right? Make sure, Lord, that I have the water so that my body stays healthy, and we ask him to give us the spiritual water so that we are refreshed in our soul and can love him. Okay, Martin, I think you were going to share something now with us. All right.
No. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God.
Right. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God. Thank you, Martin, for sharing that with us. When we look at what Jesus did, how he lived, and all the things that he said, and all the ways that he helped people, he did what his Father, God, wanted him to do. Why was Jesus strong? Because he was connected to God. And no one was as strong spiritually as Jesus, and no one was as good or as kind as Jesus, because he knew the Father. Right? When he would pray, and he would say, "Oh Father," and he knew the Father in a very wonderful way. He knew who God was. He knew his Father. And he was strong because of that. Jesus was strong because he knew his Father. Right? See an amen? Right on. But what's really wonderful for us today, what you want to say? Right on. You're right. And you know what's really wonderful? That what fed Jesus, what made Jesus strong, is his gift to us. Because he says, I'm strong because I know the Father. I want you to be strong, so I'm going to let you know the Father so that you can be strong just like Jesus is. what made Jesus strong is his gift to us so that we can be strong. Can you wait just a minute, Amy? Okay. I just wanted to, because I wanted to say this thing. I wanted you all to hear it. God's desire for us, what he wants us to do, is to say the things that God wants us to say. He wants us to help people. And he wants us to love people. Jesus is all about truth, saying the truth and living the truth. He's all about mercy, helping people that need help and loving them. People that are different than us, we have to love them. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And even, he said, if people say, I want to be your enemy, they look at you and say, I hate you. We have to say, well, if you're going to hate me, you're going to hate me. But you know what? I'm going to love you. Because Jesus wants me to love you. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be somebody that is as kind and loving and truthful as Jesus is. And when we try to do that, then we are given all the spiritual food we could ever want. And we're given all the spiritual water that we could ever need. So that's the things that I wanted to share with you today. It's about Jesus and how wonderful he is and how he lets us be like him, and that's his gift. Does that sound good? Yeah? All right. Well, I'm just really glad that I could share that with you today.